Reaction Time. So reacting with me in the studio today, we have Sheikh Muzaffar Haider. Sheikh Muzaffar, assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum salam, Sayyid Shahryar, good to be here.
It's excellent to have you. Well, why don't we go ahead and start? This is a short clip from Imam Khamenei, and it talks about the taqwa of Allah and not of others. Let's go ahead and take a quick view. I love Imam Khamenei.
در حاشیه دعوت به تقوا در قرآن که از اول تا آخر قرآن بارها و بارها ما دعوت شدیم به تقوا به همین حقیقت کارساز و راهگشا در قبال این تقوای از غیر خدا هم مطرح شده.
This is so interesting.
الدین و
sorry, can I just pause it? One second.
Yeah, please, yeah.
تقوا of Allah, I understand. I mean, it's repeated all the way, you know,
ittaqullah,
right, ittaqullah. The Quran is always saying, have taqwa of Allah.
Right.
Did Rahbar just say that?
Yes, he said, so the taqwa of others, of other than Allah, right? So here you have to understand what the definition, or the loose definition at least, of taqwa is which to be, for example, God-wary, to be conscious of Allah, to be mindful of Allah, which has layers such as, you know, being mindful of the laws of Allah, you know, fearing disobeying Allah. So we're going to see later in the video is how he takes that concept of fearing somebody, obeying somebody's laws, that somebody should be Allah. It shouldn't be somebody other than Allah.
Okay, sorry, got it, okay.
غیر خدا ملاحظه میکنه. خب غیر خدا یعنی چه؟ ملاحظه پدر انسان، مادر انسان خوبه، ملاحظه برادر مؤمن خیلی خوبه. اینا مراد نیست. یعنی قدرت‌های غیر خدایی، قدرت‌های ضد خدایی. پس وقتی ما پایبند تقوا شدیم، از قدرت خدا پروا میکنیم، از قدرت‌های غیر خدا پروا نمی‌کنیم. پروا نمی‌کنیم یعنی ملاحظه اونا رو نمی‌کنیم.
Right.
نه اینکه حواسمون رو جمع نمی‌کنیم. چرا؟ باید حواسمون جمع باشه. اما از اونا نمی‌ترسیم. این لازمه تقواست. ببینید اینا همه راه‌های پیروزی یک ملت ها. یعنی ملت امت اسلامی لیظهره علی الدین کله. که خدای متعال مکرر چند بار در قرآن آمده است. این اینجوریه، یعنی وقتی تقوا بود، اینجور اندیشیدن، اینجور عمل کردن بود، قهرن شکوفایی پیش میاد، حرکت پیش میاد، پیشروی، اعتلاء، ارتقا، وقت لیظهره علی الدین کله میشه.
So, okay. Sheikh Muzaffar, I mean, I'd like to kind of get your initial thoughts about this. It's kind of a very interesting clip here with some profound statements in it, please.
Wow, okay, so why would you have taqwa of something other than Allah? Okay, so you were defining taqwa, so it's this having a constant awareness of Allah's presence and fearing Him in the sense that you would never want to disobey Allah.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So when it comes to other than Allah, there are many people who obey other than Allah.
Right.
And the most extreme example of something which is other than Allah is the taghut, the systems of government which are actively opposing Allah. And then there are different, there's different gradations of that, right? So there, it might be your boss at work, he's telling you to do something which is haram, for instance.
Right, exactly.
It might be anybody in your life, actually. It might even be your parents, they tell you to do something which is against Islam, you're supposed to disobey it and not have taqwa of them.
Exactly. I think you put it very beautifully, and this is important because in our daily life, right, we should, our main consideration, our main focus, our main obedience, really primary and fundamental obedience should be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Mm-hmm. And then after that, so for example, there's verses in the Quran which after the obedience of Allah, they talk about the obedience of the Holy Prophet, right? Wa atiur rasul. And then also what ulil amri minkum, and so but a discussion that we can have some other time, right? So here is the obedience of Allah and the obedience of the Holy Prophet, following the commandments of the Quran. This is what we should have our circle of taqwa. And as you clearly pointed out, right, that it shouldn't be fearing you know, an oppressor or fearing a bully in your school, for example. No, we should be strong, trust in Allah and rely on Allah.
Ah, and the Quran here very eloquently is saying, is asking you a question. Would you have taqwa of other than Allah? Does that actually make any sense?
Exactly.
Logically speaking, it doesn't make any sense. You're fearing your boss at work. You're fearing this person. You're fearing that person. You're fearing this government. You're fearing whatever.
Right.
Don't you know that Allah has power over all those things? So why are you fearing it? It intellectually doesn't compute.
Yeah, yeah. Intellectually it doesn't compute. Spiritually it doesn't compute, right? When you look within yourself, you realize, yes, if you are to obey anybody, and like the leader very eloquently pointed out, he said that obeying your parents or obeying your mother, your father, this isn't what is being talked about. It's talking about these anti-God powers, these oppressive powers, these tyrants who want to destroy the lives of people. They want to destroy the spiritual and even physical well-being of human beings, right? Whether it's through deception or mass media or drugs or alcohol or a whole variety of addictions, these people should not be obeyed. These people should not be, you shouldn't be afraid to stand up to them and say, no, you are destroying people's lives, you are destroying people's spirituality, and you know, we should be courageous enough to say that what you're doing is wrong.
Awesome. It was a nice little
bit. It was beautiful, yeah. Dear friends, that's all the time we have today. I want to thank Sheikh Muzaffar for joining us on today's program. We'll see you next time on Reaction Time.